Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, good evening, and welcome to Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. We praise God, and we thank God for this wonderful, marvelous, phenomenal God that we serve as Jesus Christ, and we thank God for this day that he's added into our life, because truly this is the day that the Lord has made. Every day, help us to be thankful and grateful in Jesus' name. We bless the Lord, for he is so marvelous and wonderful in all his great and mighty acts. So we want to come together today to share some words of encouragement or enlightenment or empowerment, however God directs in the power of words of the Word of God and the authority that we have and the power of the words that come out of this little red thing in our mouth, the tongues, how we can, it can build up or it can tear down. It can bring healing, deliverance, or it can bring destruction or heartache or disappointment or stress and anxiety or whatever. But God said in his word that there's power in the word, and he let us know life and death is in the power of the tongue, and he wants us to speak life. So we want to share a few things today, maybe a testimony or just glorify the Lord. We're going to have Mother McCormick and myself going to share as Prophetess B.J. Hubbard some things today that may be a blessing or enlightenment to encourage the heart or bring clarity or understanding or awakening to the tricks of the enemy, because he wants to steal our birthright, and we don't want to give it to him either. We got to be in a place that we don't allow the enemy to cause us to doubt and get caught up in walking by sight instead of by faith and standing on God's word. But there's so many attacks that are out there against our spiritual life, our physical, natural, have us on a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster at that. So we want to just talk a little bit or share a little bit concerning what the Word of God is saying about how to combat these issues or devices that the enemy uses. So we may not be able to cover a lot on it, but we want to love recover as much as we can in sharing, and a little bit of it may be a testimony too as well. So however the Lord directs, but we just want you to be in prayer with us, and as we stand fast and hold fast to the promises of God, we want to see his hand at work. I'm talking a little bit extra slow because I have something that I have to get this computer pulled up so we can be able to hear one another when we do. Here we come. I pray it don't lock up on me. Other than that, you won't hear but one person, and we don't want that to happen. So in the meantime, praise the Lord. Give me a moment. See if we can get this thing in order. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus, help us tonight. We thank God. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. We want to always give him praise, glory, and honor. And bless God. That's an old one playing in the background, so we just want to try to get logged in. Well, again, thank you, Father. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord In my mouth, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God, praise God. We're almost there. It hadn't released yet, but we believe in God. It will in just a little while, because I want to be able to bring Evangelist McCormick on, the mother in Zion, so that way she can be able to share as well. And I have to have that system open in order to do so. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, in the meanwhile, we will get started on at least sharing some of what God has already placed in my spirit for tonight. Oh, my God. I know we're not going to have this. This thing's not going to lock up on me tonight. Please. Father, we trust you in Jesus' name. We got to have a little bit of interruptions. Always adversary. Got to find a moment or a minute to stick his head in something, but we have the victory. Nevertheless, we have the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Move us from your assignment now in Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise God. Well, it is definitely trying to keep me locked out. So if anybody come on, even though I can't hear you, you can hear me. I hope you're in the background praying. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to try it once more, and then we'll just have to move forward, and maybe it'll unlock before, by the time I have my sister come on. Praise God. You're worthy to be praised, and the Lord, I may have to go all the way out and come back in. Well, praise God. We bless the Lord. All righty. As I was saying, praise the Lord, there is power in the word of God, and there's power in words. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight, we want to come with the attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving. We thank you for all your great and mighty acts. How wonderful art thou, majestic and wonderful. And God, we just thank you for your love and kindness and renewed mercies every morning. You are such an awesome God. And glory to God, we don't have enough words to express the love and the gratefulness of even being a part of the kingdom of God, for saving us, redeeming us back into the Father. Thank you for, glory to God, for the gifting that you place in us, for our family, our loved ones, for, glory to God, for the body of Christ, for the gifts that you place in us. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for just who you are. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And teaching us how to walk in the agape, the love, and walk in forgiveness, walk in, glory to God, faith, and standing, glory to God, on your word to trust and rest in you. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. Father, we ask you to words of mouth tonight so that what we speak, glory to God, will bring minister grace unto the hearer and glorify you and bring, glory to God, about an understanding or encouragement or enlightenment or whatever is necessary, even healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you so much for who you are, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. It says the power of God's word. And sometimes, you know, even when we go through various things, sometimes we forget who's on board, that Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, he's our comforter, teacher, leader, and guide, and he will guide us in all truth. And the word of God in 119 songs tell us that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And God told us to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else would be added. He told us in his word, glory to God, to stand on the promises of the Lord and that it added rich and maketh no sorrow. He said those that come to him must believe he is God and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we have to be in a place, glory to God, that we stand on what the Word of God says, not by what we feel on the emotional roller coaster that the enemy will have us to go on when we're walking in our flesh and we get caught up in the moment of what's going on around us and what's happening and what the enemy is doing to try to bring us down, to try to break our spirits or cause us to speak or decree or declare things that's contrary to the will of God because of what we're going through at that hour. We must also always have a mind, glory to God, to listen to the truth of what God's word is saying. And he told us that we're to put a watch over our mouth and we got to be wise in the things that we say and the things that we do. And whatever it is, you want him to be glorified, not the enemy, glory to God, to have free reign. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to read some things to you. It says, the power of word. Words can carry an immeasurable of significant. The universe was created with words. Jesus healed and cast out demons with words. Rulers have risen and fallen by their words. Christians have worshiped through words of songs, praise, confessions, and preaching. Business and politicians and through education and relationships center around words. Praise the Lord. And it says, since the tongue is such a powerful force for good and evil, we are wise to act by God. Speak life. Live a life that's holy, righteous in the sight of God, walking in love, which is the agape. Words are powerful, as the scriptures indicate. They can create and destroy, build up and burn down. James, we'll talk a little bit about that later, but in James it talks about how that tongue is a little member and the damage that it can do, and it can be used for wrong, or it can be used to create for good as well. The word of God can save, heal, deliver, encourage. The Lord Jesus, through his word, upholds and redeems us. We know he saves us. Praise God. We don't have to go through life bound by sickness, disease, afflicted, being depressed, oppressed, stressed. Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, health and healings are just waiting for you and me, to lay hold of it by faith. Jesus did not. Jesus at Calvary, by his stripes, he already healed us. But we know in John 10:10 it says that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. So the enemy comes to fight against our health, comes to fight against, glory to God, our life, or whatever it is that he can come in to destroy, or distort, or cause delays, or cause us to doubt, or cause us to be feeling inferior, or whatever. He is all about stealing. And when it comes to our health, whether it's the spiritual health, whether it's our physical health, glory to God, or we're caught up, glory to God, with pain and anxiety or whatever, even in our emotions or whatever, that is the thief coming to take away what God has already said has been done. But Jesus, glory to God, is on the scene. He's our advocate. And then through the power of prayer and through faith and believing, glory to God, whatever the enemy has came to steal, we have the authority to command him to loose his hold and to cause it to be restored in the name of Jesus. But it's going to take faith. It's going to take, glory to God, being in a place that we got to persist and pursue and persevere and knowing, glory to God, no matter what goes on, we can't walk by sight, walk by our feelings, because that's what he wants us to do, the feelings and the emotional thing, because in James, our one already told us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So if the adversary can get us to start doubting, we have faith for a month or have faith for 2 months or have faith for 3 or 5 months or whatever like this, he wants us, glory to God, after a certain time, he'll try to play a little game with our mind and thinking maybe if or not, or well, maybe I'll end up staying in this condition or whatever. Then he'll start oppressing us and depressing us. He loves to fight the spirit man because he knows, glory to God, if we have that faith in God, that, you know, that is going to defeat him and we are going to have the victory. And that's one thing he don't want us to have. He don't want us to have the victory. So what he will do, anything he can, is to cause us to be in a place of doubt and unbelief. And then he'll put people in our pathway that cause us, glory to God, to get to that point where they'll speak some things or say some things, or various situations and circumstances, glory to God, will come about for the enemy to turn back around and cause us to start wavering for sure in our faith. And then the next thing you know, we're in a place where God can't move on our behalf because he'd already told us, double-minded, you don't expect to get nothing from God. So you're either going to have faith in him, because Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We go over in the sixth verse, that's the only way to please God is faith. And then he says, those that diligently seek him, he's going to reward them that come to him. So we got to keep the faith, and as he said in Mark 11:20, he told us when we ask, believe that we'll receive. But we also got to make sure that we don't have nothing in our heart and aught against anyone else if we want the Father to forgive us. So in the meantime, if we will follow the plan that God has for us, we can see some miraculous works being done. But the thief is all about stealing from us, praise God. But we have to remember what the promises said. The adversary will use anything, any situation, any circumstance. He will use people, and people that you least expect to bring betrayal or say some harmful words or say some things or do some things, glory to God, that you would least expect, glory to God. But nevertheless, our faith got to be in the Lord. He already told us what the thief came to do. Some people don't have to be used all day long, but any of us can fall short. But the main thing of it is that we have a relationship strong enough with the Lord and a good foundation. It won't be so easily for us to fall into traps or the snares of our emotions and feelings. And glory to God, when people provoke and agitate us, we'll be able to stand and we'll recognize the spirit behind that individual or what he's doing. And then some things, glory to God, we'll be able to know, glory to God, okay, you can just rebuke that in your spirit and keep it moving. Or you know this is that person's MO. That's their daily activity of their attitudes and how it is. Then those ones right there, you'll pray for them going, you don't allow them to turn back around and cause us to be bound up or caught up, glory to God, in a little tizzy, glory to God, because of what they said, and because it shouldn't even have no merit. Because we know when you find people that's about confusion and chaos, and that's their MO and whatever, those kind of ones are like, you're just like a gnat or a fly sometimes, just agitated and aggravated. But we got to know who we are and whose we are, and some things we got to know what battles to fight and what things, glory to God, we are to address, and not to turn back around and allow the enemy to distract us. Because what he's trying to do is get us off course from what the real promise or what God says in his word for us to accomplish to do. So even in this spiritual battle that the enemy comes up, we have to know, glory to God, how to walk this walk and how to use our armor, and to make sure that the armor is on, and to be skillful by asking the Lord how to use this, how to, glory to God, to be able to war when things come up against our minds and our thoughts and whatever like this right here. We're to have the mind of Christ. The Bible says in Romans 12:1-2 and stuff like that, how it talks about beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. But it also addressed, be not conformed to this world. Don't take on the world system. Be not conformed to this world, but by the word, we're supposed to be renewing our mind daily to have the mind of Christ. And if we got the mind of Christ, we'll be able to recognize even more the tactics of the enemy in that relationship, so we can put the enemy to flight. He won't be coming and have us oppressed, depressed, suppressed. Not saying that things are not going to come against us. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. So recognize the fact that, glory to God, the enemy is about stealing our joy, stealing our peace, stealing our health, stealing, glory to God, even our minds if we allow him to. We want to, glory to God. If we're going to give up our mind, we're going to give up for the mind of Christ, not for the enemy, in the name of Jesus. We have to take the authority by faith and cancel his assignments against us by binding and loosing him. The Father has established a prescribed method of healing, and that's through, glory, his word mixed with faith, praise God. And we got to have patience to wait on the Lord, glory to God, with the faith when we believe in God for our deliverance, and recognizing, glory to God, while I'm even waiting and the word is working, can I wait on the Lord and still be encouraged and still be about the Father's business why these attacks are going on. So we definitely got to make sure that we have a mind, glory to God, to stand fast and hold fast to God's word and know that this too shall pass. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green paths. He'll prepare a table in the presence of my enemy. In Deuteronomy 28, it let us know that the enemy will come in one way, and he'll cause us, and God will cause him to flee seven. You the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So even when the enemy bring these old tactics against you, trying to oppress you, glory to God, with words that are spoken to try to bring death or try to bring oppression or cause you, glory to God, to get caught up in anxiety, to cause you to feel confused and get caught up in anxiety, attacks and all that. It's a trick of the devil. God, glory, so all good and perfect gifts come from the Lord. God is about in the blessed plan, and that's what he wants. And he allows some things sometimes to happen to help us, glory to God, to make sure that we're lining up with his word and standing on in faith. Even when a car go out on the line, and even when appliances have to be tested and whatever like this, and as well as a car, you got to know that thing is reliable. And so it goes through strenuous tests and different. We're gonna go through some tests too, because God's gonna want to know, glory, are you gonna be able to stand, or are you gonna be able to hold fast to what my word is saying, or are you gonna come into the knowledge of the truth and walk in it and walk in your authority and walk in the power that I've given you, or are you gonna hightail it and run every time the enemy comes up and attacks you, or the enemy comes up. He has to know that he has a soldier that's going to stand. So how can we be a wounded healer to help anybody else if we can't be able to stand through the test, if we can't be able to go through anything? We got to remember, glory to God, what this is all about. Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. And it says that doesn't mean that it's just for our breath. It implies a life that is flourishing. Who are the just? We are the ones, glory to God, that have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the born again believers. Praise the Lord. 1 John. Oh Lord, I forgot to write the scripture down. It goes with it. Said, now this is the confidence that we have in Christ, in Him, Jesus, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Whatever we ask, and we have to have the faith to know that He will answer, and we will receive it by faith. And the Bible even talks about asking and shall be given, seeking we shall find, knocking and the door shall be open. But that just doesn't mean that we're going to live any kind of life, just any which way it goes. We have to live a life according to the word of God for these things that we're talking about, asking shall be given, seeking shall find, knocking, having the confidence in the Lord. We need to be living a life according to the word of God, to have the faith to trust Him, to know, glory to God, He's going to move, but we also got to be living the holy and righteous life. Not saying we're not going to make mistakes, but you are not going to practice that. You're going to be in a place and so forth. They're not going to walk double-minded. We're not going to walk, glory to God, here today and gone tomorrow, up and down and on a roller coaster and allow the enemy to take us on one or either our flesh. However, we got to be in a place, glory to God, we got to be steadfast. The word of God is the will of God. Then it belongs to you. You must believe and have faith. Don't walk by sight, glory to God, or the five senses. We already talked about the double minded, so we can double minded. Don't expect to get anything from God. Hebrews 11:1. We already just shared that in 11:22 as well. Keep having belief so we can receive. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Words have an incredible power to bring healing in people's lives. When you speak words of love, comfort, and encouragement to someone, those words have power to affect the person receiving them. It can bring health and well-being. Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but good words makes him glad. Proverbs 12:18, there is one whose rash, harsh words are like swords thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Proverbs 4:20-22, life and healing. And you can read that at your leisure. It's Proverbs 4:20-22. Are you speaking healthy words to those around you? Think about that. And we're talking about on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. Are you retaliating or you're doing what the Bible says in James. He said the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. And he said vengeance is his, saith the Lord. And if we want God's glory out to bless us and we're to walk in the peace of God and get our divine healing and deliverance, glory to God, we got to walk according to what his word says and have the faith that no glory out this too shall pass. And God got a plan, and the battle is not yours, it is his. But he tells us how to dress in the armor, how to walk, how to talk, how to respond. And sometimes when things are happening and going on around us, it's our response that makes all the difference. Because everything we are not to respond to. If God's going to fight the battle, if God, glory to God, got an answer through the Holy Spirit, then we got to be still and know that he's God and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit speak and let him lead and guide us. And he'll lead us in and he'll lead us out. And he'll turn back around and bring shame to those, glory to God, that lay nets for us or lay traps and stuff like this for us and snares. God has a way. That's why he said in his word, it says, if your enemy hunger, give him water. If he give, if you give him food. If he thirst, give him water. Glory to God, because it's heaping coals upon his head. If we do it like God says and not want to retaliate because our flesh or our emotions are all tied up in whatever's going on around us, then we will miss God and give so much place to the enemy and then cause some of our blessings to be delayed. And that's the trap or the snare of the enemy, because that's what he wants. He wants to trip us up. He wants us to lose our testimony. He wants us to say something or want us to respond in such a way, glory to God, that God don't get any glory. But if we let the Lord bless and let him direct, we won't be so caught up in trying to appease our flesh, because if we're walking so close to the Lord, he said, you draw nigh to me and I draw nigh to you. When we have such a covenant and strong relationship with him, the adversary can't come in so easily and cause us to get caught up in our flesh, because we'll be getting number and number to what our flesh and the flesh will be dying more, so we'll be connected more to the spirit, so some things will be just like water rolling off a duck back. And then other things we may have to go through, because sometimes he's dealing with us about sometimes we're not in the place that we thought we were in when it comes, glory to God, to our emotions, when it comes to in our faith, whether it comes to being able to wait on the Lord, or when it comes to our feelings and how I feel about this particular issue or that particular thing, or when it comes to, glory to God, just life itself. And sometimes, you know, it's like some students go through class and they'll pass the grade and the teacher may like them and pass them, but they really didn't comprehend much. So when they get to a certain stage in life and whatever like this, come to find out they're like airheads. They don't lost a lot of knowledge along the way because they got skip class, or they just got favor in going forward in that manner and stuff like this. And when you need that foundational stuff, then it turns back around, you're struggling, and glory to God, and all these other things can come in too as well. So everything is not blamed on the devil. We have to know, we have to put our time. He said, faith without works is dead. There is things that we have to do as well, but we got to be in a place of walking in faith and walking, glory to God, in the truth and being obedient to what God is saying, because we can't turn back around and retaliate and try to handle some things on our own if we want, glory to God, the Lord to bless us to have that authority to walk and put the enemy to flight when he's coming in these spiritual battles, and even in the physical ones too as well, in the name of Jesus. Okay, Proverbs, okay, not only do our words have power to heal, but unfortunately they also have power to destroy, which can result in sickness, depression, oppression, suppression, suicide, death, mental challenges, insecurity, low self-esteem, etc. But in the meantime and so forth, if we recognize that place that we need to get in God, that devil can't come in that way. But even if he does come in, if we get to a place where we can cast those cares or get someone who can pray with us, that's going to pray faith, going to pray truth, going to pray glory to God with our best interest at heart, glory to God, and then we'll be able to rebuke and bind and command those forces to be loose, and we can walk, glory to God, in the place, and then God will show us not to walk back in that place again. He, when he redeems us, he'll tell us, glory to God, his word, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Then we'll be able not only have that confession, but he was saying, stand fast in the liberty where it has set you free. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. That means we don't go back in those areas or those places or with those people or those situations and circumstances that can entangle our feet again, because that'd be like a dog going back to his vomit. So once God then brought us out, we need to stay out, because that's just like somebody coming out of Egypt, but Egypt was not of the children of Israel. And sometimes we'd be longing back for the places God then brought us out of, or we go back and think that we're strong enough to handle that and go back over that and get entrapped, and it's worse than what it was. Some things got to tell us to lose. Some people will tell us people to lose.
circumstances to loose or things or whatever, but sometimes we allow the enemy to trick us through our flesh and we'll start longing or we're insecure or we get glory to God to that place of false compassion can come up and entrap us and snare. If God say a thing, we got to stand on this word because all we do is give room and place to the enemy to put us back in bondage, and then sometimes we don't get back out as easy as it was, and it might have been a little difficult, but it can truly get horrendous and really crazy and really overwhelming when we turn back around and disobey God and go back into things God then called us out of. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. When you get into conflicts, arguments, or words can either diffuse the situation, like dousing water on a fire, or it can start a fire. They can inflame the situation using throwing gasoline on the fire. Because we don't have the wisdom of how we use our words wisely, that certainly can take place, and you end up having the situation get worse than what it was the first time. Amen. Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. James says, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God, as we already said earlier. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Colossians 4:6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. James 3:2-10 reads, and we can read that one. No, I'm not saying I think I'm going to read all of that because it's kind of lengthy. But it says, it let us know and so forth how you can put bits in a horse's mouth and turn back around and you can lead that horse whichever way. And then it's like a ram on a big ship and whatever. It's so small, that rudder, and you can turn that big old ship either kind of way. And that tongue in our mouth go as a little member. But it can set a fire of fires. It can cause so much chaos and confusion and whatever like this. And how the Bible talks about the bitter and sweet water can't come out the same fountain. But in the meantime, even in us, it ought not to be so that we're blessing at 1 minute and then we're cursing our brother the next. And we got to be in a place and so forth like this, having one spirit, and that's the spirit of Jesus Christ. The more and more the flesh dies, the more and more we're going to be transformed into the image of Christ. And we're going to have to be in a place and so forth like this. As it said up there, a soft answer would turn away wrath. But sometimes when we're so caught up in our feelings and our emotions and we're not having turned some things over to the Lord, or we suppressed it, but we really haven't really given it to the Lord, so there was that casting that care so the enemy can't connect the dots, then we'll find when we get up under certain pressure, this stuff just flow out of it like a volcano, burning up everything around it. But sometimes it's like a volcano. It just sounds like it's going to erupt. That's something you don't suppress, and then it don't come out then. And there's another time something else come up or some other situations come up, and it was suppressed. It wasn't dealt with. And then when you least expect it, something just sets it off. Next thing you know, it's a volcano, and it just blows up. Glory to God, and just the lava just come and burn up everything around. So don't matter whatever's in this path. Then all of a sudden, everybody get it that day or whatever. And some damage can be done that just, glory to God, cannot be turned around except the Holy Spirit come in, heal, and deliver. And sometimes it can take months and years for some situation according to how that person is or how long it takes them to release and forgive. But in the meantime, you have to know and so forth like this too, that after you didn't ask for forgiveness and you forgive yourself, but sometimes you might have to deal with the repercussions behind it. So it's best to build our relationship with the Lord even more so we won't be so easy to succumb to what the enemy is saying and doing and cause us, glory to God, to lose out on our blessings or to cause us to be stagnated or to cause us to have delays. And sometimes some things can even get canceled, according to how the outcome of that situation is if we hadn't handled it the way God wants us to handle it. So we got to learn how to just forgive, release, and let go and let God have his way in the name of Jesus. James 3:2-10, we just spoke on that, praise God. And then it says, Jesus' words were so powerful that it could speak healing into a person's life even when he was not present. And we're using that example when they were talking about the centurion in Matthew 8:5 through 11, when he was talking about that soldier, how he was of great authority for was in the command of the military or whatever, but he had a servant that was home that was sick or paralyzed or whatever, and he just spoke to Jesus. He had faith to know, glory to God, Jesus didn't have to come to his home. All he had to do was speak the word, and you said that his servant will be healed. He had that faith, and the Bible lets us know that even by the time that servant, the soldier even got there or got the word concerning the individual that was paralyzed or sick, God had a word went out, and the word accomplished what it was sent out to do that very hour. So the power and life is in us. God has given us authority so we can be able to pray, to bind, to loose, to cancel, glory out, to speak life, to decree and declare, and whatever life is. And whatever we do, whatever it is, we want to make sure that we are mindful of the words that come out of our mouth and the things that we say. And if we do make a mistake or get caught up in a moment, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we would just put our mind on the Lord Jesus Christ and live a life according to what he's required of us, and no glory to God, in him we live and move and have our beings, and we are fearfully, wonderfully made in him, then we're going to be able to see some miraculous things being done, praise God, in the name of Jesus, and we'll see the hand of God move in a miraculous way that only he can get the glory and the praise and the honor. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to give, give me just a moment. I'm going to try to see if I can get this line back up so I can get Mother McCormick on. So give me just a moment. And we're still going to rebuke the forces of the enemy and believe God that this thing is going to come up. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I praise the Lord. We're going to pray and believe, glory to God. A move of God is taking place in our hearts on a daily basis as we take on his word and allow his word, glory to God, to have free reign in us. Come on, do this. Come on. One more time in Jesus' name. We're going to believe, God, that we are being transformed. Glory to God by the renewing of our minds in his word. Jeremiah 15 and 1, the fire says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Praise the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. We have it up now, so we'll be able to get Mother McCormick on in just a moment. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, glory to God, for the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us into a place, glory to God, where our ears will be open and our eyes will come open, and what we speak, glory to God, you will be blessed, and we will bless those that are among us, glory to God, minister grace, and also you'll be glorified as we submit ourselves and commit ourselves, and glory to God, and allow you to, glory to God, do whatever you desire to do through us as we follow through on what your commands are, because you said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my sayings. God, get us into a place that we'll not only hear the word, but we'll be doers of the word. We won't allow, glory to God, the word to escape us, and we can't pick and choose like we're on a smorgasbord, glory to God, what we like and what we don't like. We have to eat the whole roll and allow, glory to God, to penetrate us and cleanse us, glory to God, and bring out that, eliminate that toxin, those things, glory to God, that's entangling us or cause us, glory to God, to not walk in the blessed plan that you have for us. So, God, we appreciate you. We adore you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We're going to open the lines now for Mother to share a few words and also a testimony if the Lord say the same, and then we'll come back again. Amen. Bless the Lord. At this time, receive Mother Evangelist McCormick. Are you there now, Mother?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me? Praise
the Lord. Yeah, we finally got up. My sister was down. Amen.
Okay. Okay, we just like to thank God for being on here tonight. We just want to sing a little song first, and then we're going to
okay, go
on with what we got to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been so good. You've been so good. Yeah, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we just come this afternoon. God, we come just giving glory and honor to you tonight, Lord. Lord, we come because you've been merciful, God, and you've been good to us. God, we ask you right now, God, that you will forgive us for all our many sins right now, Father. And, Father God, as we come before you this afternoon, God, we come that you will speak through me, that self will move out of the way, God, that you will use me the way you see fit, God, that nothing that I say, God, will be my saying, but it will be what you want me to say, Father. And, God, I just want to thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I was thinking, as I was looking at different things on my paper, I was really thinking about different testimonies that I've been through in my life, and I began to think about what Jesus did, so many different miracles and different things that he did when he was walking on this earth. And I began to read about different things, and I was reading this was all we have to do is, you know, to call for our healing. It is all already there, you know. And then we think about Mark 11:23 and 24, and it is the Bible principle of believing and calling for things that are not yet manifested. So what we have to do today, as we go through different situations in our life, we just have to believe God and speak that word and just believe God is able. We know God is able to bring forth the things that need to come in our life. And I was thinking about some testimony. I just want to tell you about some testimony that I've been through in my life. That there was a time in my life that my daughter was she wasn't pregnant, but she was. She was going through some things, and I began to tell her that she was going to have a baby, but she did not believe that she was going to have a baby, but God had already revealed it to me, and I saw the baby before she even had the baby, but God didn't show me the baby face, but he showed me the leg part of it, that it was a busy baby, that she was, when she got here, she was going to be busy doing a lot of things. And when she came down from where she lived at the time, she found out that she was pregnant. And I told her, I said, see, God, I told you God said that she was going to have a baby. And so she had that baby. You know, the doctor told her. See, the doctor told her that she couldn't have any kids. And see, we're not going to knock what the doctor said. But sometimes God steps in and do a work, you know. I mean, doctors, we know the doctor's here for a purpose, but then God will step in and prove himself to you to let you know, don't rely on the doctor, even though you got the doctor here in your life, but don't rely on him to help you in every situation that you're going through, and letting you know today that we got to rely on Jesus, rely on him, our Heavenly Father, that he's the one that's going to work out situations and things that we go through in these days and time. And so she had the baby, and then there was another time that I went through some situation with my back. You know, I was having a problem with my back, and I was just hurting and stuff, and it made me think about, and I had went to the beach. It made me think about John, the fifth chapter, at the pool of Bethesda, where the man was at the pool, and he was saying that he didn't they was wanting to know, you know, there were so many sick people there, and he was wanting to know why he, you know, didn't get in the pool. And let him know, as I read this verse, I'm gonna read a verse to you. It says, after this there was a feast of Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And these lady, great mother to important folks and blind and held the wither waiting for the move of the water. For an angel went down in a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whatsoever, it said, and whosoever then first after the trouble of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And this man had been sick, you know, not sick, well, he had been sick, the man had about 38 years, he had that infirmity, whatever it was that was wrong with, he had it like 38 years. But anyway, what I was thinking about when the man was saying that he didn't have nobody to put him in the pool, and every time he, you know, somebody would always step in before him. And so it made me think about when I was at the pool and I was hurting. I had been hurting in my back so bad. And I remember my sister, she was feeling bad too. And she was just sitting there on the edge of the water. And I was sitting on the edge of the water right beside her. And I began to look at that water, how that water was moving. It made me think about the angels of trouble in the water, you know, telling us that all we got to do is step in while the water is troubled. And I looked at that water, and I told my sister, I said, come on, let's step in. She said, no. And it just came to me. I said, I got to go for myself. And so I stepped in that water. I jumped in that water. I jumped in it, and the Lord healed me. I mean, I felt so better when I got out of that water. I stepped in there with clothes and all. I didn't care. I was determined, and I was determined to get my healing. And I just praise God for that, you know, that sometimes we just got to go for ourselves. We want somebody else to go and go before us, you know, but we got to go for ourselves and our healing and things that we need in life. And then there was another miracle. I said there was another time that I was on the road, and the policeman, I was traveling, and these are some things that we really need to know today because so much is happening in the world today with things on the highway, different things. And I was on the road, and I was just singing, going down the road, singing and everything. And I began to just say, Lord, and there was nobody in the car but just me. And I began to talk to the Lord. I said, God, I said, it's just me and you in the car. Like, I said, just me and you. And I said, and then he began to speak to me. He said, there is a state patrol watching you, like that. And I said, God, and I began to talk back to the Lord. I said, Lord, there ain't no state patrol. And I see, that was just wrong right there. I'm telling him there ain't no state patrol. And God sees everything. He sees everything. And I'm trying to tell him, and he knows what was going on. But I kept on traveling, kept on going. And then he said, and I saw it. As I went further on, I seen the police. And he turned around and right behind me. And then he pulled that blue light on me, and I had pulled over. And when I pulled over, I said, before the police come to the car, I said, Lord, I hadn't did anything. He said, and the Lord spoke to me and said, don't worry about it. He said, don't worry, like that. And so the police come to the car. He said, how you doing, man? I said, I'm doing fine. He said, may I see your driver license? And I showed him my license, and then after I showed him my license, he said, may I see your registration? And time he said, may I see your registration? Then he said, no. He said, you have a nice day like that there. And I said, God, I thank you. So I was going down the road, and I said, Lord, I sure thank you. He said, didn't I tell you it was going to be okay? And that let me know again, while we on the highway, we can always pray. Because God said, we can take, the Lord will be with us everywhere we go. He said in his word he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said he would be with us always until the end of the world, to the end of the earth, and he was right there. And when we get in problems and get in trouble, when we get in trouble, we can always call on our Heavenly Father because he's right there at the tip of us. He's right there, and he's never sleep. He never slumber nor sleep. He's always there when we need him. And then there was another time I was driving on the road, and I was in Florida. At that time, I was in Florida, and I was driving, and I was just like, you know, just driving, doing the day, you know, had my windows down, and for one thing, I thought about what the scripture said: broad is the street lead to destruction, and narrow is the path, you know, that I know y'all, that stretch, y'all, that's the stretch I'm talking about. But anyway, I thought about that stretch where I was just going with the flow, you know, just going down the road, hadn't thought about it. And what I done, I took my eyes off what I was doing. I was just going with the crowd. And then as I was going down the road, I passed by my road and from where I supposed to be turning. I passed by the road, and then I, like, panicked. I began to panic. And that's what was wrong. That was wrong. And the enemy wanted me to do that. He wanted me to do that. But I praise God that God brought me out of it anyway. I'm not going to tell a whole lot. But God brought me out of it, even though I went through that problem. But I thank God that he was on board with me. He was right there in that van with me. Even though I went through that problem, he still brought me out, Victoria. He still brought me out. So I praise God for all the things that God would bring us out. And he tell us in the word, many are the affliction of the righteousness, but the Lord will deliver us out of all of these things. He delivers us out of problems and situation that we are going through any less than even day. He will bring us out, Victoria. And also there was another time, there was a door on my home, and I wanted the door off. I hadn't asked nobody to pull the door off. And I wanted that door off my house. And one day the storm came through, and when I got back home that afternoon, my door was laying down. My storm door was laying on the ground, just like a man, like somebody might have just placed it on the ground. And I called my brother, and I told him, I said, I sure thank you for taking that door off because it was making a lot of fuss, and I was wondering how I was going to get it off. I said, well, I'm glad you took it off. And he looked at me, he called me back. He said, I ain't take your door off. And it let me know God will answer prayer. And these little things that we be wanting, that's why we have to be careful with how we speak at times. We have to be careful with how we speak, because there's power in the tongue. There's power in the tongue when we say things. There's really power in the tongue. And if we're going to speak right, we need to speak it as our healing, you know, just speak those things. If though it were speaking that God would heal our body and different things like that, because He's able to do the impossible. He's able to do these things for us. And I just praise God for the word, because the word is good right by itself. And I want to read a little bit, just a little something right here. It speaks a little book I got. Said God's word is spoken of in Proverbs 4:22. It's as being medicine to all our flesh. It is the most powerful medicine available today. And it is capable of healing your body without side effects. It says Psalms 107:20 tell us that God sent his word and healed, according to Isaiah 53:5-6. And 1 Peter 2:24, healing is a fight as far as God is concerned. It belonged to us because healing was in the atonement, Isaiah 53:5-6. It said, our confession of the word of God called for healing, which is already our, but it's not manifested in our body. It said, no, I am not teaching against doctors or medicine, but don't depend on doctors or medicine alone to keep your health. There are some diseases that medicine science cannot cure, but if you need a doctor, see a doctor. Many lives are saved every year through medicine help. There are medicine today that are benefit in helping the body heal, process. If you are taking medicine, mix faith with it by saying, I believe and I receive my healing in the name of Jesus. And so that's what we have to do. We have to mix our faith with that medicine. When we take that medicine, we got to speak over that medicine. We got to speak over, say, I'm going to take this medicine here in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to believe you, God, that you're going to do the work. And even when we in our pain and hurting in our body, and not so much as just talking about, I'm hurting, we got to speak to these situations, these things in our lives that come on us. Just like one time with my arm, I had a problem with my arm one time, and I don't know what happened. It just was so flat. I couldn't hold it. And I began to speak to my arm. I said, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you, arm, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you get back in order, you get back in place, in the name of Jesus. And I begin to feel the strength come back in my hand and my arm right then in the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus, and there's healing and there's deliverance in the name of Jesus. And whatever we need, we can call on Jesus. And Jesus, he will deliver us out of all our diseases, all our problems that we go through. And so I thank God for that too, because he told us in the word to cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for us. And I thank God he also let us know in Proverbs 18:21, he said death and life are in the power of the tongue. It let us know, and those who love it will eat his fruit. And so there's death and life in the tongue. We can speak it, we can speak death on us, or we can speak life. We can say things sometimes that we be sometimes saying things. We don't even realize what we saying. We shouldn't even be saying all these things we be saying, some like crazy thing. We could say, we could be walking down and say, oh, good, I believe something probably going to happen to me if I do such thing. Well, it will happen to you if you keep speaking these crazy words that you say. Stop speaking wrong kind of words. Speak positive words. Speak that I'm going to be healed. Say, I don't care what the devil said. I'm going to be healed. I'm going to live, and I shall live and not die. I shall declare the works of the Lord. And God hear our word. You know, there's power in the word. They deliver in the word. So we have to continue to speak the word of God. Speak what God said to speak in the name of Jesus, because he is so good. And let's see. Oh, there was another scripture. I want to tell you this one. There was one time, there's another testimony I want to bring to you on tonight. There was a time in my life that I had went to the hospital and my sister was sick. My father had died and my sister had got sick, and I had walked into the hospital in the emergency room. There was nobody in the back in the hospital room with her. So when I walked in there, she was laid on the stretcher. Like, she was laying on there, and her eyes, I couldn't see nothing in her eyes but the white of her eyes. I couldn't see the black. And the thing was, I was just wondering, I said, what in the world is going on? You know, I'm standing up in there in the hospital, and all of a sudden, it was just like people that was in the hospital was like zombies. You know, they wasn't coming. They wasn't moving right. They wasn't coming in where I was. And the Spirit of the Lord told me to pray. And I stood there because I was like panicked. And then he told me again, pray. And so I began to pray. And when I prayed, that's when she came back. She came back. She was shaking. She was shaking. Eyes walled back in her eyes were back in her eyes. The eyeballs were back in her eyes. And you couldn't see nothing but a whiteness. You couldn't see the black. And the thing about that, as I'm saying these testimonies that I'm speaking on tonight, that when God speaks to us, we have to be obedient, and we have to do what he said do right then. Because, see, I could have not even done what God told me to do with my sister when she was laying on that bed. I could have, he told me to pray. I could have got in self and ran and told the nurse or the doctor. And by the time I might got back there, she might have been gone, because I didn't do what God told me to do. I wasn't obedient to the word of what he's told me to do. And when God speak to you, do a thing, it's the thing that his anointing on that right then. Because if I would have waited later on, like I said, she might have not been here, or then it might have would have not even happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we have to do. We have to be able to listen and have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. And when he speaks to us, know that God is speaking to you, knowing that he is saying these things to you, that the word of God is what he's speaking to you. He's telling you to do a certain thing. And sometimes you might not understand what to do, but do it anyway. If you know God is speaking you to do it anyway. Sometimes we got to do things afraid. If we're afraid to do it anyway. And after a while, it'll get so we won't be afraid to do it. It'll get so after a while, the enemy going to have to loose and get away from you, because you sure enough have that boldness in you to do the thing that God wants you to do. And so I just thank God, because a lot of times, you know, I used to get up and I used to want to talk and say things. I'd be so nervous and I'd be so shaken I couldn't hardly do it. But I just said, God, I'm going to do, I want to do what you want me to do. I want to please you, Heavenly Father. I don't want to be trying to please myself. I want to be obedient to you to do the work that you want me to do in these last and evil days. And I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank God for what he's doing, because I realize that in the Bible, there probably was a lot of people in the Bible, when God spoke to them to do things, like I think it was like Moses, when God spoke to Moses to do a certain thing, he didn't want to do what God told him to do, and he, like he said, he couldn't even talk right. He was stuttering or whatever. But God told him to do it anyway. You know, he told him to do it. So God tell us to do a thing, we got to be obedient to him and do what he say do. And a lot of times, like I was reading this part right here, said Jesus said, "I have told my people they can have what they say, but my people are saying what they have. We're saying what we have. God has already told us we can have what we say, but we're saying what we already got." So I just thank God for the word tonight, and I hope somebody have got encouragement of what I have already said and already spoke, because it's God. If God the one that's going to, he's the only one that's going to help us to go through these trials and tribulations, these things that we're going through as being healed and delivered of different things that we're going through. And all we have to do is just believe, you know, just believe in his word. Just believe that he's able, and he is able to bring us out. He is able to deliver us from all our problems, situations. And he will open up doors. He will make a way for us when we can't see the way, when we don't even know how the way going to be made. He will do it for us. And so I just thank y'all. I just hope y'all, somebody out there, got some out of the word I have said this afternoon. God bless you.
To God be the glory. Yes, ma'am, most definitely. Praise God. The powerful word. I'm going to share a few more things, and then we are going to open the lines, and if there is any comments or either a praise report, then we will take that. I want to encourage you also, while we're talking about the power of words, it is vitally important that we walk in forgiveness, because we can't harbor things in our heart and expect God to bless, and we're walking in faith for what we were inquiring of God for, or making our requests or our petitions before the Lord, because as it said, spoke early in Mark 11:22, and when it says you, when you ask, then you receive. You have to have the faith to receive. But he said, if you have any ought against your brother, then you have to forgive in order for your father to forgive you. And the unforgiveness can stand in the way of our blessings and so forth. So it says in Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has an grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgive you. Matthew 6:14-15, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Luke 7:3-4, so watch yourself. If your brother and sister sin against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day and seven times come back, you are saying, I repent, you must forgive. Ephesians 4:31-32, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, and brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one to another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God has forgiven you. John 1:9, 1 John, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. There's so many more also, but if we can keep on the mind of Christ and also remember what he says in Philippians 4 about a rejoicing in the Lord, and then when we make an hour, be anxious for nothing, make our request known unto the Lord, and how he'll give us peace that passes all understanding, and how we to think of those things that are true, lovely, just, noble, and of a good report. He also telling us in his word to love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and body. And he said, how can we say we love God but we have never seen? And then we see our brother every day and we don't love him because of betrayal, because of misunderstanding, because of confusion, because I don't like this, because I don't like that, or whatever. We have to have the mind of Christ. If we're going to be transformed in the image of Christ, we got to take on the whole word of God and let the word of God, glory, have free reign in us, so that way we can be able to have that power and authority over the enemy. It won't give him no place. The Bible says, submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he'll flee. too many times we're giving place to the devil. And you know, talking about don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Many times it's unforgiveness is harboring in the heart. And glory to God, we're trying to speak and decree and declare blessings when we still got things in our heart against that person because of what they did or what situations or circumstances have arrived, and they may be a party to it or whatever, but we got to make sure that we examine ourselves daily to make sure that we're walking in the faith and walking in obedience to the Lord and speaking the creed what thus said the Lord about you, not what the circumstances are saying. So, no, we don't repent it. We don't release some things to the Lord. We can't allow the enemy to try to hold things of our past over us and try to cause things, glory to God, to run havoc because of a circumstance or situation. We got to make sure that we build ourselves up in our most holy faith. What is the word saying about me? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made in him. I may not feel that. I may whatever, glory to God, that I can do all things through Christ. I may not feel that. We don't get saved. We didn't get saved by our feelings. We don't live by our feelings. We're supposed to be living by faith of what the word of God is transforming us into the image of Christ. So we can't afford to allow the enemy to cause us to waver here and there. We got to confess and decree and declare whatever the promises is, whatever the word is saying. And when the word finally finds us out, let us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Let him do the exalting. But if we humble ourselves and let him go in after whatever may be in us that's not in his will or things that are contrary to his will or any sin, any transgression. We can't just push that back because of a rape or because of a betrayal or because of, glory to God, of a disappointment or because somebody injured us or somebody belittled us or somebody, glory to God, embarrassed us or humiliated us. We're going to have to take that to the Lord. And then the Bible says if your brother has ought against you, you go to your brother. If he's leading you in that area, if he just say put it on the altar, then we put that on the altar. But we must hear the voice of God and submit to his will, and we must take the word of God and operate in it and speak and decree what his word says. And when we make a mistake or some errors take place, 1 John 1:9. Let us get back, glory to God, to letting the Lord convict our hearts and repentance. But don't take on things that don't belong to us. If the enemy trying to push us and squeeze us and put us in a box and whatever like this, no, we're not going to receive that. We're receiving what God says about us. If there's somewhere that somebody's trying to manipulate and control and trying to work a spirit of Jezebel on you by controlling it and glory to God and trying to manipulate your life, then we know that it's not of God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke that, but we got to succumb to the Spirit of the Lord. We got to know the Spirit of the Lord so it won't be easy for people to manipulate our lives or control us, but we can't sit up and get frustrated in anger. Be angry, but sin not, but cast that care back in. Now give me wisdom, God, how to go in and how to come out. James 1 said, if you lack wisdom, acts of the Lord. So we want to be in a place, glory to God, that we'll celebrate the Lord, celebrate one another, walk in his will, walk in his promise, walk in his truth. Don't allow the cares of this life and anxiety and frustration and aggravation and everything the enemy throwing at us, glory to God. We got to be able to cast these cares back daily. Release them. Don't suppress them. Don't oppress them. Oh, let the enemy cause them to be oppressed and we think we done pushed that thing back and thought we really done gave it to the Lord. We got to examine and make sure we really release that so the enemy can't connect the dots. So what happened yesterday, last week, when I was a child, this, that, and the other, this thing keep on happening. Like the sister just said, and we were talking earlier, life and death is in the power of the tongue. But in the meantime, we got to speak life. If you prophesy, this is how I'm going to, I ain't going to never make it, this is right here, every time something's going to happen, you prophesy them things to come to pass. And the Bible says, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The devil likes for us rehearsing what done happened. Have a pity party. Go on this. Be depressed for a minute. Go back. And then submit to this and submit to that. And, oh, I'm so tired. Then when I come out of it and break through for a little while, we go right back, glory to God, like a dog to his vomit, next month or something happened again, next 5 or 6 weeks or next 5 or 6 months, we're back at it again. That means we haven't really released that thing. We didn't let God go in and do the healing. And then sometimes we can go in and do a partial of something and turn back around, and that piece is still down there of the root of the thing. Because if the root is not pulled up from where it is and you don't let him do that surgery, glory to God, then that may the enemy have some way for that thing to grow and grow. People can get the cancer out, and then it'll be a little tip of it, a little bit left, and all it takes is just a little bit more for glory to God for it to start spreading again. Same thing would have a bag of vegetables, a bag, glory to God, of fruit, and here it is, that apple or that potato that's in there. Don't get that one out there. It's going to spread and contaminate, bring toxin to the rest because it's not dealt with. So those things that are going on in our life and for the enemy not to come in and rob us, glory to God, of the blessed plan God has for us. Because he did say in Jeremiah 29:11, I have a plan for you. That plan is good and not the evil, to give you that expected and to bless you, to prosper you, to give you a future. But in the meantime, if doubt and unbelief and going up and down and roller coasting on the Ferris wheel, off the Ferris wheel, on the merry-go-round, off the merry-go-round, on the treadmill, off the treadmill, back, glory to God, on the roller coaster, we cannot continuously let the enemy run havoc in our lives. Like, we got to get stable so we can be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain, casting those cares upon the Lord, speaking, glory to God, those things that are not as though they were. Even though I'm not in that place, even though I'm believing God for this thing, I got to walk it out by faith. I got to speak to this mountain, glory to God, be dispersed, uproot, or wherever we go, whatever that amount of debt is, a mountain, glory to God, with illness or the mountain, glory to God, with something going on in the family and the enemy keep running havoc, or whether it's something, glory to God, that's going on in the ministry or something's going on in my mind, I got to get to a place. And that's individually, each one of us, so that way we can be effective in the ministry and we won't be an infection in the name of Jesus. So we got to be determined in our minds. We just can't coast along and just, glory to God, go into the house of God or have our little cliques or have our little pity parties and go back, glory to God, and have a praise and worship and this, that, and the other, and go back and allow the enemy to beat us over our head. Or we have these seasonal times of this going on in my life and that's going on in my life. Yes, seasonal things will happen, but if we're having the same season about the same thing, something is wrong. It's sure not God. We got to check ourselves. Have I really given that thing up to the Lord? Am I really speaking and decreeing and declaring with my faith? Because we can say things in our intellect. Is it in my spirit that I have faith to know that God going to bring me through, bring me out, cause me to be overcome and triumph? I can't just decree and declare words. I got to have faith with those words and have the patience with those words. So I have to keep speaking and speaking and speaking until it manifests, but I have to also work at whatever it is that is going to help me get to that place, because the Bible says faith without works is dead. So I got to stand on his word, and I got to live this thing, but I got to walk in obedience, and I can't take it and do it part-time. I can't be a part-time lover. In this, glory to God, I'm successful, and in this, I'm overcoming, in this, I'm triumphing, in this, I'm victorious. But this over here, that same thing like a rotten apple can turn back around. You're so victorious and overcoming, triumphing in that, but if you don't take care of this over there, that's going to spread and contaminate and whatever. It's going to bring it down. So we've got to get to a place that we give everything, every care, every concern, and we got to work at it and stand on it and decree and declare. And while it's going on, we cannot turn back around and get stagnated and get stuck right there. We still got an assignment while God's working on that thing and I'm casting that care and submitting and committing this thing to the Lord. I still got to be about my Father's business over here. But if I know I got great sin in there, I got to sit down and get that thing right. But if there is just something that's challenging me, I got to give that to the Lord. But I can't allow the enemy to stop, glory to God, and block and hold me up in the other things that God has assigned me while he's working on those things in the background. So what are you doing while he's working, glory to God, in the name of Jesus? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this is last pieces I'm going to say, and then I'm going to get ready to open those lines. It says, and some of you may have heard it before, it says, when waiting on your promise, don't measure it by time. God works in eternity outside of time. Faith in God's word is what you stand on, so you won't give place to the enemy. So wait. A delay is not a denial. Waiting on the Lord means patience, not doubting, not murmuring, not complaining. Patience, enduring afflictions with calmness, trust. Faith is the key. Speak and pray the word of God. Trust, firm, reliance, a confidence to expect an assurance. And we got to get to a place that we're in expectation, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, with the assurance that God is not a liar. When his word go out, it's going to accomplish whatever thing he set it out to do. I just got to have the faith and the patience to wait on him to manifest. We need to be careful in the times when we are waiting on God and things are not moving as quickly as we anticipate or not to the expectancy. The enemy can come in and rob you of your blessings. While waiting, make sure you're not setting up other images, substitutes, fill in the space. Bible says, don't let your imagination run away with you. When the Bible says, every imagination that exhort itself against the knowledge of God, of Christ, we got to bring it into captivity. Because sometimes when we get hurt or disappointed or angry or frustrated, here comes the enemy with his with those imaginations in our minds. And here we feed into that and feed into that and feed instead of rebuking him, binding him, and bringing your flesh under subjection and bringing your flesh into a place and so forth and canceling that assignment, glory to God, mortifying the deeds of the flesh so that way I'm not giving place because that don't line up with God's word. This is how I feel, Lord. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I don't want to do this right here. I started to do it. But God, I thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you for your word. But nevertheless, we're supposed to have such a relationship with the Lord. But God, I still thank you. I bless you for giving me wisdom and giving me strength to be that overcomer and to triumph. Praise the Lord. Amen. The knowledge of God. Bring it into captivity to the knowledge of Christ. Don't let the devil move in and set up shop in your mind. Make sure you have the mind of Christ renewed daily in the word. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door and I will come in and sup with him." How many times we've opened the door through confusion and chaos and frustration and aggravation and because you're feeling this way and feeling that, and the devil just having a feeling, instead of having a party with the devil, instead of rebuking him, putting him out, I don't even let him come in and I'll even move from that place. And when you move from that, then you ought to not be answering the doorbell at the old house in. Amen. Glory to God. He also said, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger not follow." Praise God. We have to crush Satan. We have to crush the powers of Satan in the name of Jesus. With his schemes, and glory to God, and his plots and his plans. Take authority, bind and loosen, and use God's word and his authority, because you don't have no power in yourself. The power is in the word of God and in the authority in your faith. In the name of Jesus, and put him to flight. Only the strong survive. Strong is strong in the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God and glory to God, the Holy Spirit, the word, the faith, and trust and obey. The race is not given to the swift or the strong, but those that endure to the end. God's love never runs out or gives up on me. I sanctify my mind and soul. You are not what you've done. You are what has been done to you. You're not what has been done to you. But you are, glory to God, a daughter of Christ in the name of Jesus. All are a man, glory to God, of God. We thank God, glory to God, for his word and for the anointing, for those, glory to God, that God has blessed. Glory to God, for ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to them tonight. And we're going to make sure that we check ourselves and examine ourselves and make sure that our behavior and customs, whatever it is, that we are lining up with God's words in the name of Jesus. We thank God that we are free in Christ Jesus, whom the Son set free is free indeed, and we will stand in the liberty where he has set us free. We have to know, glory to God, who we are and whose we are, and speak and decree and declare thus so. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for the love of God and for your word and for your anointing for Evangelist Mother McCormick tonight and the word that was spoke, glory to God, through Prophet VJ. We thank God, glory to God, for those that are praying and waiting, and God, that you've given us a word, and it's not only just for those that are hearing, but those that are speaking, certain things that you're still speaking into our lives, that we have to stand and obey, glory to God, that you have a destiny, and destiny reigns. We want to let, glory to God, your will be done. So you said, seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, everything else will be added. We're going to speak and decree that those things are going to be added, no matter what the enemy says, as we're seeking out the face of God, being obedient to what he says, that he is going to manifest himself. We will not take down, and we'll not get caught up, glory to God, get ourselves caught up in what the world is doing, because you said, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? We want to make sure that our love is for you, that our life is lining up with you. We are walking in obedience to what you say. Our commitment is to you, glory to God, and we continue to keep ourselves on the altar and be obedient to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say so we can be available for service, whatever you've called and assigned for our hand to do. So, Lord, we bless you and bless these your people. Bless the prayer warriors. Bless the anointed vessels. Pray, glory to God, for those that are still standing in the gap and will continue to do so. And, glory to God, being used for your kingdom, for the preachers, the teachers, the leaders of God, and those, glory to God, that are worn all across the land, and those, glory to God, the great intercessors. God, we pray you bless and move in their homes as well. But help us not to just take the word and take it off and take pieces out what we want. But whatever, glory God, is in our spirit that you said that place is for us, let us line it up and let us, glory God, come in compliance and then on obedience to your word. And we thank you for it. And we bless the Lord. And we're going to give you glory and give you honor while you're walking us through this journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the lines. I'm opening the lines now. And we give God glory and praise for that he's done and what he's about to do. Keep in the faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for those that are online. If they have anything, glory to God, that you want to share, or we give you that space now, and we will still have prayer on Monday night and look forward to God moving then. Praise the Lord. The lines are open.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Mother Alexander, Evangelist.
I'm come on late, but I enjoy the word. Mother McCarnick was handed that. People need to know that God is real.
Praise
I caught
God.
Every word she was saying. And I enjoy you as coming with the Psalms. And this is something that a lot of people don't believe, that the same time the Lord was with Joshua is the same God that is with us today. If
amen,
we just
amen.
Believe, and we must always remember what God told Joshua. And it's the same thing he's telling us today. If the church would only believe that and stand
that's
on it,
right.
Don't worry about that, what this one say. No, it's what God say count, and you stand by faith. So the testimony tonight was coming right to pass. So
thank
I believe
Lord.
That we must always remember that. Your testimony, and if we realize that, is what lets overcome. The testimony that's coming right out of your mouth, the word that you're saying, make you an overcomer. Because,
yes,
number one, according to the word of God, you know that God promises have to come forth. Regardless what nobody say, God say, I will. I'll never fail you. Then I don't care what it look like or what nobody say. I know I'm standing because God say never fail me. So I got to stand. I'm an overcomer. But just like a lot of people do, you speak negative and you want positive to come out and you're speaking negative. So
right.
I enjoyed our testimony tonight. Oh, yes, indeed. And I know a lot of people that is listening, they're going to learn from that. And take from that right in. Start speaking boldly in what God gave us, not what men say, but what God say.
Hallelujah.
So I enjoyed. I enjoyed word tonight. Yes, I did. And I thank God for you. I thank God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Minister BJ, I want to piggyback off Sister Alexander. I thank and praise God for Sister McCormick. She did an awesome job in sharing the testimonies, and I agree that we're overcomers by the word of God, at the word of our testimonies and the blood of the Lamb. So I thank and praise God for that. I was enjoying the text that she was giving her on how she was sharing how she got her miracle when she stepped out in that water at the beach. And I still believe that God is a miracle-working God today. And when we go to the altar, when the altar is given, and the person who get down there and they want their miracle, if they just believe that God is still sending an angel to stir the water, and they'll get just what they stand in need of when they come, praise God, to the altar and believing with expectation that they're going to get what they need. Hallelujah. That scripture she quoted on Mark 11 and 22 through 24, it was talking about having faith in God, having a God kind of faith. So I thank and praise God that we still have to stand on that. We can't be convinced by what the world or what the situation is saying, but we have to come believing that we're going to receive what we stand in need of. If we're asking, believing, praise God, our expectation is that we're going to receive, praise God. And I thank and praise God how she was saying a lot of people are saying what they need to start saying what God's saying, not what the world or the circumstance say. And in other words, they need to start saying what the word of God says. And the only way you're going to start saying what God says is get in the word of God and find out what his promises are, what his word says about your situation. And if he says that healing is the children's bread, then by God, in the name of Jesus, that excess pain in that shoulder, get out. In the name of Jesus, praise God. So we thank and praise God. That was just all good, and I thank and praise God for it. Just trust and believe that whatever God says, he's going to bring it to pass. And I believe the acceptable year of the Lord is when the children of God begin to speak like Jesus spoke. Hallelujah. When Jesus spoke, praise God, he didn't wonder. He spoke in faith, and he knew it was going to take place. Praise God. He said, you sit him down. Hallelujah. You sit him down and you feed him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knew that he was going to pray and thank God and the miracle would come. Praise God. But we have to have expectation that God is going to do what he says, and we have to stand on his word. So I thank and praise God for that word. That's excellent. I love testimony because a lot of time people need to hear that God is still in the blessing business. He's still in the miracle working business. He's still on the throne. He's not forgotten about us, but he's waiting on us, praise God, to say Amen. Something about the situation. Say it with expectation, knowing that God has already worked it out for our good. But he wants us to say, if he didn't want us to say something, he wouldn't tell us to pray always. He wouldn't tell Amen. Us to do that. Thank and praise God for the message. I thank and praise God for you. Thank and praise God for Sister McCormick. That was a great word. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Any more responses before we go on? That was a blessing. Amen. Well, I do truly praise God. And it's already been said how the Lord blessed tonight. Glory to God. And what's so phenomenal about it, I meant to call Mother Alexander and Mother McCormick for the last few days, and something would come up, and then I was sick yesterday. So I called Mother McCormick after I got back in the house this evening, a late evening, and praise God, on the last ring, she answered the phone and shared with her about some words of what she would share on concerning spiritual or either the power of the word concerning healing, and also share some testimonies. And I'm telling you, for such a short space in time, the anointing did rain and flow with that, praise God. I'm not sure whether you all, well, before she came on, I was having so much trouble with the computer, I couldn't pull it up. So I brought forth the message, and she brought that, and then the Lord just blessed her. So we just thank God for the anointing that flowed in the night, in the evening, and what God has placed in his word in our spirits. And we just thank God for what he's done and doing, and thank God for the responses. Glory out what God has said for today. So we thank God for all of you. We're going to read the scripture here, and then we're going to close for the night and look forward to you all coming on as the ones that are available for prayer. And if you're not available, still keep the line and the ministry in prayer for Monday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. Praise God. And I think sometimes I forget to also share with some people that be on and sometimes visiting and may not know that it's Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, so that way you'll be able to come on online and so forth. So in the meantime, we pray God's blessings upon you, and I'm going to read this scripture. And we are going to get ready to close for tonight and give God glory in what he's done, because I am really just ecstatic in what God can do. Even we may be late, but he's still on time. Praise God, so he don't allow us to miss it when we have a sincere heart. In Joshua 1, it says, sixth verse, be strong and be of good courage for the people you, no, that's not it. Oh, I'm sorry. Seventh verse, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do all as according to the law which Moses, my servant, command you. Do not turn from the left or the right or to the left. You may prosper in whatever you wherever you go. This book of the law shall not, that's the part I want to get to. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Back to Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in the season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whose and whatever he does shall prosper. So as we meditate on God's word, stand on his word, walk in obedience to his word, speak and decree and declare his word, how we, glory to God, are going to be successful, going to be fruitful, and we'll, glory to God, be blessed. So with that, we'll leave you all tonight with that, as well as what God says, power in his word, power in the tongue of what we speak. So we want to speak life and speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord in Jesus' name. So in the meantime, Lord bless, angels be in camp. Pray, glory to God, the anointing continue to flow through you. Pray, glory to God, the peace of God and prosperity through your life, healing and wholeness, and glory to God that you continue to strive for more of him. No more I, but the Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So we're going to say hello.
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 Hello. Hello. All right, until Monday night, 7 o'clock. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Shalom. Shalom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be.